Day 73, Discernment, Matthew 7:6. Am I using discretion when discussing spiritual matters with others, since many simply won't get it and others will turn against me? Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and then turn and tear you to pieces. Insight. Truly, I feel a bit hypocritical telling you to obey this teaching because I have never been able to practically obey this because he gave me another command which contradicted it. Go and tell the story of all that I have done in your life. There was no way I was going to be able to avoid the dogs and pigs, and eventually they trampled my pearls under their feet and turned and tore me to pieces. But I ask, even though Jesus told parables to hide the pearls from the pigs, did they not still turn and tear him to pieces? Over the years, I've mentioned learning from the giants of the faith that, quote, God is a law unto himself, unquote. This means God gets to do whatever he wants, however he wants, whenever he wants, even if it violates a previous word or command, law, or doctrine which he laid down. Contrary to what good religious people think, God cannot be pinned down by man, even by the Bible, which is why we must have a living faith in him and keep in step with his living spirit. See Romans 8:14 and Galatians 5:25. This is much more difficult to do than just following a book of what so many believe to be just static words. Trust me, there is a dynamic, living God who still speaks and still works outside of that book. And as much as good men have wanted to believe God will never contradict the Bible, it isn't even true inside the Bible. I've pointed out many examples of God being a law unto himself, like in Genesis 3:17, where he punished Adam for listening to his wife's counsel, but then contradicted that by telling Abraham to listen to his wife's counsel in Genesis 21:12. Or his, quote, don't kill command in Genesis 9:6, contradicted by him asking Abraham to kill Isaac in Genesis 22:2. Or in Exodus 20 verse 4, when God commands not to make any graven image, but then contradicts that by commanding Moses to make the image of the bronze snake in Numbers 21:8 through 9. In Isaiah 31 verse 1, he warns of punishment to those who go down to Egypt for help, but then contradicts that by commanding Joseph and Mary to run to Egypt in Matthew 2:13. In Nehemiah 13:27, God commanded Israel not to marry foreign women, but he contradicts that by having Samson marry a foreign woman in Jude 14:2. In Leviticus 20, verse 10, God commanded that adulterers were to be stoned to death. But he contradicts that by asking Hosea to marry an adulterous woman in Hosea 2:1. In Romans 13 and 1 Peter 2:13, both Paul and Peter give the command of God that we must obey all governing authorities. But then God contradicts that by asking them to disobey, rebel against, or hide from the authorities in Acts 5:29 and 2 Corinthians 11:33. We even see Jesus resisting and hiding from the authorities in John 8:59 and John 10:39. As you can see, the Bible, like a temple, cannot contain all of God. As Tozer would say, all that is in the Bible is truth, but not all truth is in the Bible. This fact of God being a law unto himself requires great humility and faith on our part to continue to walk with him. Religious Christians who don't have a true living faith in the living God don't like seeing this stuff in the Bible because it makes God seem too mysterious and too unpredictable to them. It takes him way outside of their comfy little doctrine box they thought they had him nicely contained in. Let me say this. If you have God all figured out and he always acts the way you expected, then you do not have him at all. Regarding the dogs and pigs and you being trampled by them, let me leave you with this. You most likely do not have my exact calling. Therefore, you will be able to obey this teaching more practically than me. Jesus has made it clear to us that if we share special parts of our testimony, our walk with God, or our Bible study with people who don't get it, unbelievers, false disciples, or immature believers, they may very well think you are nuts and begin to persecute you. Therefore, as much as it is possible on your end, it is wise to measure what you share against the person's level of faith or spiritual understanding, or you will likely suffer unnecessary painful consequences as a result, just as Jesus warned. Jesus, look for